But when I was young, when my father and Wells were working on Citizen Kane, and before that, when my father was writing his radio program, I saw a lot of him, and he was everything Marty Ritt says, a very exciting man who filled a room and dominated it. The remarkable thing, I think, about Citizen Kane was that he was, 25 years old when they made the film. My father had been trying for years to get somebody to make a movie about William Randolph Hearst, whom he saw as a central figure in politics and journalism. And here's this 25-year-old young man who probably had barely heard of Hearst and certainly knew very little about politics and journalism, and who saw in this idea such a marvelous thing to do. And he directed it and acted in it and took it over and made it, as Martin Ritt says, probably the central film in the history of movie making.
When you first met him, though, were you aware of meeting kind of an awesome talent?
Oh, sure, sure. I mean, he and that whole Mercury Company and John Houseman used to come over to my father and mother's house, come over to our house. I was a senior in high school, and they'd come over on Sunday and rehearse that radio program all day. And that was quite an experience to have maybe 10 or 15 actors of the caliber of Wells and Joe Cotton and Agnes Moorehead and Everett Sloan and the others kind of banging around, hollering about the script and eating and insulting each other. It was quite a way to spend a Sunday.
Mr. Scorsese, there's something when everybody talks about Orson Welles, they say he had this incredible beginning, and yet he never fulfilled his promise. And in a way, someone might be able to look at Orson Welles and say, this is failure.
I'm not so sure about that. I think the proof is in the films. He made about 12 pictures, and he didn't have to. In a sense, I wish he had made more, mm-hmm. but they're so great that they'll stand up for a long time.
But do you think he fulfilled the promise that we first thought that he had?
I think so.
By just looking at his body of work.
Just seeing the body of work over the years.
I think, Maria, you have to look at more than the standard marks of achievement in Hollywood to make that judgment. And when you consider that Citizen Kane has been voted the best film ever by the film critics of the world every 10 years since 1950, that this man had so much to do with it, directed it, starred in it, made it in many ways the film that it is, I think you have to say that that was a life of significant achievement, even if he didn't do anything else. And as much as Mr. Scorsese says, he had a solid, although slim, body of work after that.
Marty Ritt, let me give you the quick final last word. What will Hollywood miss most about this man?
Well, you know, you don't come across an extraordinary talent like Orson Welles many times in a lifetime, perhaps just once or twice. And it's shocking to me that this community never found a place for him in his later years. I don't think I'll ever get over that.
Okay.
But I guess that's the way of the world.
Thank you all for joining us this morning to remember a man in your own different ways. Thank you all.
Thank you.